Yesterday, the government released retail sales figures for July. They weren't as bad as some had feared, but they weren't pretty. And retailers are bracing for the worst as the all-important back-to-school shopping season gets underway. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Back-to-school shopping is second only to Christmas for retail sales, and right now many retailers are just trying to survive. Consumers are in no mood to buy, and when they do, many are trading down, moving from full-price stores to discounters. Discounters have lured in customers like Stephanie Broadbent and her daughter Ashley, who's in college. Yesterday, they were making their way through the aisles of a very noisy TJ Maxx store in suburban Seattle.
I think that unless, I don't buy something unless I know what I'm going to do with it, or I know I have some other, an outfit, where to wear.
And where are you buying it? Are you shopping it at different stores than you might have? Your mom's shaking her head, yes.
Yeah, we shop at TJ Maxx and stores like Ross and stuff.
The National Retail Federation estimates that per family back-to-school sales will be down 8% from last year, and 2008 wasn't exactly a banner year. Patricia Edwards, an analyst at Storehouse Partners, says the weak economy and tight credit are the main factors affecting back-to-school retail, but Edwards says the shopping experience isn't helping. As retailers try to cut costs, they've eliminated sales staff. They've reduced the amount of stuff they're carrying, and Edwards says what's left isn't all that inspiring.
The trends, especially for the teens, which is where a lot of the spending happens for back to school, they're the same. The only thing they've really added is plaid. And, you go out, buy one or two plaid pieces of clothing, and you're set.
The Retail Federation recently completed a survey in which 4 out of 5 consumers said the economy has changed their back-to-school spending plans, and the group believes this will be one of the worst fall shopping seasons in a generation. Federation Vice President Ellen Davis says spending among college students is expected to be down dramatically. Far more students, 20% more in fact, will be living at home, compared to the number 2 years ago.
When college students live with mom and dad, they're obviously not going to be going to the stores to buy home furnishings and home decor. So, you don't need silverware, a microwave, and extra long sheets. So retailers who might be selling some of those items might find that supply outweighs demand, at least this year.
For college students and others who are shopping, Noreen Perota, an editor at Consumer Reports, says find out if your state is having a sales tax holiday, a period of time when you don't pay the tax. If you're buying a big ticket item, like a computer, you can save a bundle. She adds the best deal on a computer may be at an unexpected place.
You may want to look into buying it on campus. When my daughter went to college, we checked Apple.com, we checked Best Buy, and we checked her campus tech store, and the tech store had the best price.
She adds one more shopping tip. This one applies to just about everything. Go online and look for discount coupons. Two of her favorite sites are RetailMeNot and Coupon Cabin. But Chris Curtis offers a very different kind of advice. She was also bargain hunting at TJ Maxx. As the economy has soured, she said, her family has been donating more things to charity.
And whenever you pare down, you realize what you don't need. So compared to last year, we're more mindful of what we need instead of just buying something. And so the spontaneity, we just don't do that anymore. And maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, we would have.
The retail environment has changed dramatically. And analyst Patricia Edwards says retailers will have to start rethinking what normal looks like. Consumers, she says, aren't going to be spending what they did in the past, even after the economy turns around. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.